April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast presented by the Bet Parks Picks. Presented by the Bet Parks.
Close.
Yeah, the Bet Parks Sportsbook Casino app. It is the Bet Parks Picks Pod. And
nailed it the second time.
Yeah, I nailed it.
It's like Philly's opening day.
Yeah.
Second time around.
And that's what we're here to talk about today. I've gotten so many texts from so many people, just Drew in Westchester, saying they're very excited. Yeah. They can't wait for the MLB Overs. But the groundswell of excitement,
yes,
for this annual pod that we do, honestly, it has exceeded excitement for anything I've ever done. The amount of people, again, just
and
Drew in Westchester.
Yeah.
Just Drew. Amount of people have just come up to me and just been like, I can't wait. I'm waiting for the other run. So thank you, everyone, Drew. And
Drew and Westchester, yeah, a good Twitter follow,
I love
by the
Drew.
Way.
Drew's great.
He's a good Twitter follow.
Great caller.
A lot
Drew's
of good sports points.
But Elliot says he has to talk about Jake Rosenberg. I know everyone just wants to hear MLB Unders. We don't really care about the Eagles on this podcast here.
We're not an Eagles pod.
You've mentioned Jake Rosenberg a ton over the years. You know, I think we all know, or at least any, you know, big-time Eagles fan knows that he is part of the magic elixir,
yeah,
along with Howie, that has made the Eagles so great with the salary cap manipulation, all that. So, obviously, I think we know it's a big loss. You have been around, you know, you're our capologist here.
Right.
And
they could hire me
talked,
to do it, honestly.
Yeah, yeah, possible. They have talked a lot. You've talked a lot about how important Jake Rosenberg is. Clearly a big loss.
Yeah, so I think that there's kind of two ways to look at this. One is they have benefited for sure from having him in the building. Like when people tweet out like Howie season and how did they do that? Like Jake's a part of that. He's not all of it. Like obviously Howie does a lot of it. Howie's the GM. And I'm sure Howie's learned from Jake. So Jake leaving doesn't mean like they don't know how to do contracts anymore, that they won't be able to like manipulate the cap. Like,
I mean, Howie's learned.
Right, he's learned.
Doing this,
right?
Yes. And I'm sure there are other people in there.
Yeah, Bryce Johnson is now a name you're going to hear a lot more
Jake
of.
Jake Rosenberg at his feet and all that.
Yeah. I think that the downside for me about it is the Eagles are very big on like finding the next thing. And Jake was very good at helping them find the next thing. And now he's not going to be in the building. So that's kind of where I fall on it. Like, it matters that he's not there anymore from in the future, more so than it does that I think they're still going to be able to like manipulate the cap, and they're still smart people there. Like, Howie's good at hiring smart people. Alec Hallaby is very smart. Again, Bryce Johnson is a name you're going to start to hear more and more of because he's involved in cap stuff. But it's like, you know, Bryce is young. Like, he's not done this as long as Jake Rosenberg has. Is he going to be as good at coming up with ways to manipulate the cap? The other weird thing to me about this is that he's just leaving. Like, it's not like he has a job.
I don't think it's that weird, considering the reporting with it. It seems like he wants to be a general manager, and it seems like the Eagles wanted him to be their cap guy, and we're not allowing him to scout, to do the other things that he would have to do to become an NFL general manager. They were not promoting that want of his in the way that he... So I understand. I get it. I actually respect the hell out of him saying, I want to be an NFL general manager. Being in this job isn't going to get me there. I have to go do something else. Like, I respect it, and
so
I get it.
I agree with that. I just think what's weird to me that doesn't add up is, like, so he's so important, and this is such a big loss, but also they're just letting him walk. Like he could have gotten a job from the Eagles, but you're
I don't think they're letting him walk. I think the point was my point being is, I think the jobs he wanted with the Eagles, they weren't willing to give him. I'm sure Jeffrey offered him more money to stay. My point being, I don't think the Eagles were like, just go ahead. I think the Eagles probably did everything they could to keep him, except they weren't willing. They have a general manager, and they weren't willing to move him from that role, it seems like. And maybe he called their bluff, maybe whatever. But the point is, I think that's what I get that it seems weird, but I don't think it's that weird when you look at what the guy wanted.
Yeah, so I think from his perspective, you're right. Like, he'll get job opportunities with a new job that he would guess, I guess he won't get with the Eagles. Just surprising he's gone. He's great. He's been great friends with Howie. Like, the Eagles are good at finding solutions.
Or whatever. Like friends since they were kids.
Right, like, you would think.
Like a Banner-Lori thing.
If they felt he was someone they could not lose, I think that he would be staying. They would find a way. They'd give him the title. They'd give him extra responsibilities, like those type of things. So,
but hold up. If they felt like he was someone they couldn't lose in this role.
Yeah, right.
But the point is, if he doesn't want that role, like, there might have no choice in the matter if they don't want him in another role. If they're like, no, we don't want you to do the other thing. We only want you to do this.
Right.
So then that's how they lost. I mean, my inference is that's how they lost him.
It's also surprising he didn't get hired just like flat out.
He probably will. The point is, he just left. I'll bet you
just don't see people run their contract out.
I'll bet
out.
You
Normally
we see that Jake
Rosenberg
gets a job very soon.
Yeah, he will 1,000% be in the league. Yeah, but it's a loss. And, there's just less smart people in the building now. That's really the simplest way to put it.
Yep, it's a loss. Big loss. I agree with you. All right, let's get to what everyone's here for.
Let's do it.
I mean, come on. No, I'm just kidding. No, for real, it is a big loss. And I agree with you. And when I saw it, I was definitely bummed about it. I texted you immediately.
Yeah.
All right, let's dive in. We did it, buddy. We made it.
It's back.
It's opening day, man.
Back.
Maybe not for the Phillies.
Yeah.
Phillies tomorrow. A little bit of rain.
If only they played in a dome.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. They'd be playing today.
How did I not see that coming today? Like, I didn't even think
it.
It
was so funny.
I'm so locked in on my over-unders, I didn't even think about you.
It's so funny watching all the people on Twitter, like, checking the weather and did it. It's like, we don't have to live this way. we could just be playing baseball today.
All right. All right, let's dive in. We're going to go through every single team on the slate. I picked every MLB over-under, and actually, somehow came out with an exact amount even of overs and unders, which I don't think is actually how it works out, but still,
So you weren't over. You weren't over or under on the win.
On the over, exactly. Yeah. On the overall. Now there are two teams that BetParks does not have odds on right now. One of them, not surprisingly, the Dodgers. They've been taken off the board.
Because of Ohtani.
I'm assuming because the whole thing that whatever. But they are not on the board. But they were initially. I think they were 104. 100. I would have picked the under.
Yeah.
Either way, I think they'll probably go under this year. But look,
is he still gonna maybe get suspended? Is there that?
I don't know what's gonna happen.
Right. It seems like it's kind of gone away.
I think he's gonna get off somehow. But MLB does not want to suspend Trevor.
Right.
But we'll see. I mean, I think the bigger issue is if there is real legal stuff. Like, if it's like, oh wow, like, illegal wire transfer.
Right.
Like, that's a real
crime.
Well,
people forget
that's a crime where you go to prison type of crime.
If I'm not mistaken, when Vic went to jail, it wasn't because he was fighting dogs. It was because he was, transporting.
It was the illegal ring.
So, Ohtani's not going to go to jail for gambling. He's going to go to jail for,
illegal wire transfer or whatever.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. But those aren't on the board. And the other one that's on the board, and I don't actually know why, but the San Diego Padres, there's no over-under number for
maybe they're not playing this season.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is. They're just taking the year off.
Something to consider.
hey, they've taken, more or less taken years off. All right, let's dive in. Every single team on the slate, other than those two where there is no option for it, we're going to go in. And I have, every year I'll pick every game, but I have my favorites. I can't force the favorites. It is what it is. This year I have eight. So I will bet the eight that I will bet with my own money.
Right.
Otherwise, take it for what it's worth. It's just my opinion on them. But I will give you eight that I feel the strongest about. We'll go in alphabetical order. We'll hit the eight when they come up. The first is not one of the eight. I like the number, though. Arizona, hate the team. Obviously, I think we all hate the
team.
And
they signed
right
that big pitcher.
And they signed Jordan Montgomery. Their number is 84.5.
I like the over on that.
Feels low to me.
Yeah.
Look, especially after the Montgomery sign. They won 84 games last year. You know, I think they'll
probably
get
it. They were in the World Series.
Now, they could have we saw the Phillies go to the World Series and have a slow start to the season.
Right.
And fire, you know, like, that can happen. But I think the Diamondbacks are better than 84 and Avon Club. I think they're put together well. And look, the issue, they have one of their, they made two offseason signings, big ones. Montgomery, they just did, but they also signed Eduardo Rodriguez, a pitcher from the Tigers, who's a very good left-handed pitcher. He's hurt right now. But when he comes back, I mean, they got a legit rotation. I mean, they got Zach Gallen. They got him. They got Merrill Kelly. They're pretty good.
Do you think they've improved more than the Phillies?
I think they had more
room to improve.
Right. So, yes. I think they added to their team more, but I don't think they're better. All right. Atlanta. We have reached one of my eight favorites. The number is 101.5 games. They won 104 last year. 101 the year before.
Feels like an under.
I think it's a stone cold under.
Yeah.
I've talked about this a lot. I just don't think that the priority for the Braves is to win 104 games this year. You know, I think the
it's
Braves
hard to sustain too.
But not just that. Like, think about, you win 101, 104. You win the division by, or, well, I guess the Mets were close to them the year before, but you beat the Phillies by 12 games one year, you beat them by 14 games the next year, and you lose to the playoffs. You lose them in the playoffs back to back years. Like, you're gonna change your approach. You just are, even if as a human you're gonna change
it.
Plus, Acuna's going into the season with a bulky knee. I feel really good about the under. I think they'll still be really good. They'll be in the 90s, but I think they'll be under 101.5. I feel great about that one. Back-to-back of my favorites. This one has gone up since it came out. I actually got it at a lower number.
Look at you.
Thank you very much. This might be my single favorite over-under on the board. Out of all of them.
So we're going in alphabetical order.
Yes, we're going alphabetical
order. Right, okay. All right.
So the Baltimore Orioles. Yeah. And I would like to officially apologize for last year. Our good buddy Justin in Richmond,
yes.
Big O's fan. Our good buddy, former Swoop, Ryan, out in California.
Also an O's fan?
Also an O's fan.
Interesting.
Both of those guys, when I went under last year on the Orioles, texted me and were like, or talked to me and you're like, you're crazy, dude. Like, this team's really good. They're going to be very, they won 101 games. I could not have been more wrong.
So did you ask them what they liked for the over?
No, I don't need their help. I'm doing it on my own this year. I'm with them. They won 101 games last year and got better this offseason. They went out and traded for Corbin Burns. Corbin Burns. Yeah, guy who won the Cy Young a couple years ago. No big deal. They added that team. They have the best prospect in baseball who's going to come up this year. Jackson Holliday. Like, they are legit. I think they went over 100 games again. I think they're a real potential World Series winner. I really like the Orioles this year. I think the 91.5 is insanely low.
Insulting.
Especially when you look at Gerrit Cole going down with the Yankees. Like, I think it's absurd, this number. I think it is. Pause the pod, go to the Bet Parks app,
gamble it right
bet
now.
On the Orioles over, and then come back. All right, this one we can go quick. I don't feel great. There are a few along here where I'd pick it. I will not bet this.
Right.
Boston is 77.5.
Dude, it's wild what's happened to them.
Like, I know. Well, that's the point. It's wild. I'm going under. They won 78 last year. They didn't really do much this offseason.
Do they have, a change in ownership? Do they just don't care anymore?
Yeah,
like,
their owners just stopped caring.
That's wild.
I can't believe that's acceptable in a city. It's outrageous.
Yeah.
I know. Honestly, the Boston owners, I know they won 4 titles, so you know.
Right.
But I think what they've done the last years is a travesty.
Yeah.
I mean, they traded Mookie Betts. That's crazy. You're in a big city.
That's what I'm saying. You're supposed to
Mookie Betts. That guy should play his entire career in your freaking city.
Right.
Like, so I'm with you. I'm going to take the under for that reason. 77.5. They won 78 last year. I think they will go down. They didn't really do anything this offseason. They signed Lucas Giolito, already having Tommy John surgery. Just feels like bad vibes in Boston. So I'll take the under there. We've gotten to another of my favorite bets here.
Okay.
So we've already gotten 4
of my
8.
I was
going
to say, a lot in the alphabet.
Yeah, and then we're going to have to wait a while. But 4 of my 8. Oh, I actually have 9. I lied to you.
Wow.
An extra bet. So I love the Cubs over 85.5.
Wow.
It's
a low number.
It's a low number. They won 83 last year, so they were right there, and they didn't even really start playing well until the second half of the season.
Yeah,
Nice moves this offseason. I just think they're a good baseball team, the Cubs. I think that, you know, the division is up for grabs. I think a lot of those teams are going to be in a similar type of range from like 87 down to 80 wins. 88, whatever. I think the Cubs are an 88-89 win ball club. I think they end up taking that division. I like the Cubs a lot. I think that's a stone cold over for me. All right. This is one I don't feel great about, but I feel good about. Like, this would be in my in-between tier.
You'll probably bet it out of excitement, but you're not going to
bet
it
out of excitement. That's
out of winning money.
The Chicago White Sox, 61.5.
Oof.
I know it's a low number. I'm going under.
Wow.
I think the White Sox are going to be horrible this year. I think the two worst teams in baseball this year will be the Oakland A's and the Chicago White Sox. We'll get to the A's over-under. It's even lower.
I was going to say that one's got to be.
But look, I think the White Sox are a really, really bad baseball team. They won 61 games last year, so they would have been under last year. I think they're worse this year. So I think the White Sox are a really bad team. I think they're under 61.5. All right, we've got my fourth of my favorite bets here. This is one of the nine. This would be my last one. This is the one I kind of forgot about, but I did star it. I like the number. Sometimes we always talk about the spring from hell or the with football. We talk about it's a bad start. Right. I don't love the start. They've got a few serious injuries to start.
Spring
not serious,
from hell is quite a phrase.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
The Cincinnati Reds over under 81.5 games. They won 81 last year. They are a young, up and coming team with a lot of young talent. Now they got some injuries. TJ Friedl's out to start the season. Sonny Gray's out to start the season. They're missing some guys.
Right.
But I think overall they'll get to 83-84 range. I like this one more before I really dug in. It was one that I kind of initially started, but again, it would be my ninth star. But I do like the over for sure in Cincinnati 81.5.
So these in the order too of how, like, what's your favorite one? Did you say?
So my favorite one is the Baltimore Orioles.
Okay.
The Baltimore Orioles over 91.5 is my favorite bet on this board. My second, third, and fourth favorites have yet to come.
All right.
So we will get to
the Phillies.
I have a clear
that.
Top four. The Phillies are in my top four.
Okay.
They just are.
Going the under.
You know me.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. So we have a stretch of four or five in a row here, which are not my favorites, but I like a little bit here and there. I like the Guardians. Seltzer.
Look
Cancel
at you.
Me. That was bad.
Bye-bye, Seltzer.
Nice reference. All right. I will take the over on 78.5 wins for the Guardians. This is one I'm like, kind of hit or miss on. They won 76 last year, so a couple games under, but they were really crushed by injuries last year. Bieber's coming into the year healthy.
Jose
Ramirez decided to stay, sign a long-term deal there. I think there's good vibes in Cleveland. And not just that, you know what? And one of my top five favorites will be this exact thing. But I'm big on the organizational bets. I'm betting on smart organizations to get over a number lower than it should be. I feel like that's what Cleveland is. I feel like they're an 80 to 82 win ball club this year. So, they're not going to go crazy, but I think they're over that.
You convinced me. It'll be one of my nine.
Love it. All right. Of all the ones I did, there were two that were at the very end that I just kind of was like, I'll go over and under on these two. Like I did.
F it.
So this is the one I feel the least strongly about. The Colorado Rockies, 60.5 wins. I went under. They could go over. I don't know. I think they're somewhere between 58 to 63 or something like that. Like, I think they're generally
an irrelevant team.
Stay away from the Colorado Rockies. Bet.
You don't want to be checking.
I'll take under to bet against the organization, I guess.
You don't want to be checking scores praying Colorado
yes.
won.
All right. This next one, I think there is a big groundswell for the over on this one. I'm going under, but this is another one I don't feel great about. I'm going to take the under on 81.5 for the Tigers. They won exactly 81 games last year, so they're right there. They got a lot of young talent. They have some really fun young arms. I mean, Tariq Skubal is a name you don't know, but you will at the end of the year.
Certainly a name I didn't
Super
know.
Talented lefty pitcher. I like Skubal a lot. They got Casey Mize, former number one overall pick in the draft, number one or two. I think he was number one. They got some young arms, Matt Manning. Like, they got some guys. They got some young talent. I'm just not buying into the Tigers overall as a team. I think they're right in that range. I think they're 79 to 82, like somewhere in there. So, I'm going to take the slight under, but one I do not feel strong at all about. Another one I don't feel strongly at all about, Houston, 92.5. I'll take the under. They were under it last year. They're in a really tough division. It's not that tough, but they have some tough competitors in that division, especially Texas, obviously, in that division. And I think Seattle's really good. So they're three good teams in that division. I think it kind of levels them off a little bit.
You think that's the best division in baseball?
I think it's the best top three in baseball, probably. I think top to bottom, the AL East is probably still the one with the least horrible teams in it. If you go through every division, there's at least one horrible team. Boston is the worst team in the AL East. They're not that bad, like we just talked about. But in terms
it's
of high end,
it is crazy.
In terms of high end, I think the AL West, that and the NL West, really, if the Diamondbacks, the Padres, and of course the Dodgers. But
the Padres aren't even playing.
The Padres are taking you saw this coming. It's what
can you imagine if you're allowed to do that as a team?
Guys, I don't like the way this is set up. We got some injuries.
Let everyone rest for a year. See what we can do in 2025.
All right. One more, and then we've got one of my favorites. This one I don't. This one I feel like good about. You know, it wasn't one of my nine, but I feel very good about. Like, if I were to have a 10th, this would be in the running for my 10th. It might even be in the running for my 9th with Cincinnati.
Just put it as your 10th.
This is my 10th.
Okay.
The Kansas City Royals, a number of 74 and a half. Elliot, would you like to guess how many games the Kansas City Royals won last year?
82.
56.
I was off by about 30.
So, in order for them to hit this over, they would have to improve by 19 games
this year.
That's
tough to know.
It doesn't happen that often. Now, of course, we're talking in a year where the two teams in the World Series last year both did that.
Right.
But I'm gonna take the under. I feel pretty good about it. I don't think the Royals did enough this offseason. They got some young talent. Bobby Witt, star of my fantasy team. I love you, buddy.
How's your fantasy team looking?
Pretty good, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, so to be fair, I'm coming off last year one of the most dominant seasons of my life. Like, I had a...
People talk about it in the streets, yeah.
I had a juggernaut of a baseball team last year. I mean, it was... Honestly, just I get, like, weepy thinking about it.
It'll never be the same.
Honestly, like, it was one of the great... I've probably had in my 20...
Guessing you won your league.
My 22 years or so playing fantasy baseball, I've probably had, like, four or five teams where it's like, this is an all-time.
Hang the banner.
Yeah, and this is one of them. So,
you should hang banners. I feel like you like banners.
I'm a banner guy.
You should hang the banners in your basement for your
great
teams. Trust
me, I banner in the text thread, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, don't boys. So it was a pretty... So I'm kind of... It's almost like one of those, you know, when you reach that level, it's almost hard to gear up the next year.
Right.
Kind of like whatever happens, happens. But, you know, I'll probably win. All right. Coming up next, one of my favorite bets as one of my 10 or... Not
we're gonna end up with 14, like 14. Yeah, at this point, there's not much.
That's coming up next. If you're
list.
Listening to the pod, like, what do you need to do, Elliot?
Look, if you're listening to James go through every team for the over under,
exactly.
And you don't have the Bet Parks pod, like, we've lost you.
Yeah, if you didn't turn it off after the Jake Rosenberg conversation, and you're still here with us,
right? Like,
I'm not gonna even tell you to download the Bet
Parks. I almost respect
app.
Your
just bet on it.
Yeah,
just almost, bet on these things.
I almost respect your commitment to not downloading the app if you are right now.
Here's the thing there's so much fun about the futures, and obviously, don't forget, by the way, tournament action tonight, tournament action this weekend.
Oh, yeah,
so much fun to bet on, especially because, like, I'm sure most people are out of their brackets. You always are. Brackets
right,
suck.
Brackets blow.
Bet on the games. It starts tonight, all weekend. That'll be super fun. And I know PGA, official betting operator, the PGA Tour, you can bet on golf, which is always fun. But these baseball futures, man, I love it because it gives you a chance to follow a team all year long. Like, if I bet on the Royals under, guess what? I could turn on the MLB package and be like, boo Royals! Root against the Royals!
And like, it's like a roller coaster.
And it's a
they
roller
can start
coaster,
slow,
and it's just a fun little
up,
thing
yeah.
to add to the season. We're watching these games anyway, and here's a great deal for you. If you sign up now, all the terms and conditions at betparks.com, your first bet, if it's a $10 winner, you get $125 in sportsbook bonus back. It's an amazing deal. Of course, you must be 21 and in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, or Maryland. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everyone. This is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, one of my favorites. I feel like I pick this every year.
You do. I can tell already.
Every year.
Yeah.
And every year I win. Every year. Like, this has been
like your fantasy team.
A stone cold winner every year. Finally, the number's low, because it's been like 81, 82 every year. And it's like, this team never does that.
Right.
The Angels are finally a 71.5 win over under. And I'm going under.
Losing Ohtani.
So they won 73 last year, and they had Ohtani.
What would you put the...
They got worse.
What would you put the odds are that Mike Trout ends the season in an Angels uniform?
I would put it at 30%.
So you think he's getting traded?
I think he'll probably get traded.
Will the Phillies get him?
Maybe.
Yeah, all right.
I think they'll be in on it. Again, he also might not leave. Who knows? He's the weirdest guy ever.
Right.
I feel very good about the under at 71.5. It's one of my favorites. It wouldn't be one of my top five favorites, but it would be one of my favorites. All right. Now, a string of ones that I don't feel strongly about, like a good string here. So I'll go through them kind of quickly. Miami, 76.5. I'll go under. I don't feel strongly about it at all. They were clearly way over last year at 84. They made the playoffs, but they did absolutely nothing this offseason, to the point where their general manager quit because she was so upset with what they were doing at the franchise. They're like, you're not trying to win. I'm out. So Kim Ng quit on them this offseason. She just stepped down. You want to talk
like
about
Jake Rosenberg? Yeah.
She just left. She was the first female general manager in the history of sports, and certainly in Major League Baseball. I don't know, maybe in soccer or whatever, but I'm talking American sports, the first ever. And she's like, yeah, I'm good. I'm out. So we know the Marlins' history. I don't expect them to, you know, pump it all into winning.
It'd be
know?
Interesting if there was a rule where if you owned a team and you didn't make the playoffs for, let's say, like seven straight years, then you have to sell.
I love it. I think it's my, especially with baseball owners. I mean, Oakland, we'll get to them. Like, what a freaking travesty.
Right, like, you should
is.
Have to sell.
It's an embarrassment. I'm so with you. I think, Elliot, this might be one of the things I'm most agreed with you ever.
It would
ever
give
said.
The owner the most incentive to continually
invest. Yes, you want an owner to really care about winning, you could lose your team, bro.
Yeah, you would sell it and you would make the money, but like you would be no longer allowed to own the team.
And you'd be forced to sell at that moment. Maybe it's not a good year to sell.
Yeah, agreed, yeah. Well, you will have not made the playoffs for six straight years, so
Elliot?
I might tweet that.
Elliot, I am in love with that team.
It's a good one, right?
It's one of my favorite ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
I think you should have to sell.
Yeah, I think...
Like, the Jets haven't made the playoffs for 13...
Elliot, this is such an amazing take. Seriously, I'm dead serious. I think this is genius.
Isn't it wild? The Jets haven't made the playoffs for 13 years.
Especially in the NFL, where it's like, you fall over yourself
when
you make the playoffs.
That's complete ineptitude.
You see one year where a little luck goes your way and you're going to make the playoffs. You know?
Literally, yeah. I could definitely build a playoff team in the NFL.
I believe it.
If you gave me 10 years.
You are the new Jake Rosen.
Yeah, exactly. Should I apply?
Yes, you should.
Text Howie. But yeah, I'm in.
So, what advanced math degrees do you have, Elliot?
Yeah. Well,
Jake's like, I have six.
Yeah. Took me 5.5 years to get my broadcast journalism degree.
All right. Let's keep rolling. So, Miami under. I feel good about it, not great. I have no real feeling on this one. It's strictly an organizational one. The Brewers are 76.5. They won 92 games last year, and they trade Corbin Burns. They made some weird moves. They had some injuries. But even still, like, I don't think they're going to drop off 17 games this year, 16,
would be surprising.
And they're still one of those teams that, like, they just find guys. Like, they got this guy, D.L. Hall, this year, lefty pitcher. Like, he's nasty. He's probably going to be really good. Like, they just find ways to, like, develop guys and bring them up for cheap.
Right.
I think, actually, Reese will be really good there, too. So, I'm going to take the over on Milwaukee. I'm rooting for Reese, of course. All right, so I'll take the over there. This one is one of the ones I feel least strongly about. I really don't know. It's strictly their division is bad, so I'm going to take the over. The Twins are 86.5. They won 87 last year, so they were just over
Good number.
Good number.
Good number.
They also won the World Series in 1987. How about that?
In 1987?
Yeah.
Wow. Year I was born.
Yeah. How about that? They were the World Series.
They're my birthday team. Yeah.
You know, Frank Viola and... That whole squad.
You know, you have like a birthday. Well, never mind. Actually, I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay, good. We'll keep rolling. So I'll take the over on Minnesota because the rest of that division is horrible, and they have some really good pitching. I mean, Pablo Lopez, that trade,
nasty.
That really, he's nasty.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
big Pablo guy.
Always have.
Another one.
Pablo
I don't...
was sick in backyard baseball.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
yeah. You're right. It's a good call by you.
It is.
All right. So the Mets, 81.5. I'll take the under. They were 75, 76
seemed like a disaster
last year. 75. I don't know.
So wild
I don't feel
that,
strongly
like,
about
the
it. They have enough talent where if like Senga comes back, I think they can win 83, 84 games, but I'm going to take the under. I don't think they are.
How do they have the second highest payroll in baseball and they're this bad? Like, are a bunch of their guys injured or like?
Well, yeah. They have some injured guys. They also have some salary on the books because what happened was they traded guys away last year, but still paid off some of the salary. There's all kinds of stuff with
that.
They went over the luxury tax. All that stuff.
It's crazy because like the top two payrolls are like
way out,
way ahead.
The Dodgers and the Mets are like light years.
Yeah,
ahead. Yeah. It's pretty nuts. Well, last year they became the first $500 million club in the history of baseball with all the
wild
taxes and fees to win 76 games. Or
not ideal.
I think they'll go under again, but I don't feel strongly about it. I do feel pretty strongly about this one, but not enough to make it one of my favorites. But I do like this one. I like the Yankees under 91.5. I mean, they lost their best player.
Well, it seems like they're hurt all the time, too.
I mean, Gerrit Cole is their best player by a mile. And Aaron Judge is really good, too. But Gerrit Cole's even better. Gerrit Cole's the best
pitcher in
baseball.
They did add Juan Soto.
But that helps. Yeah. That helps. Juan Soto's a very good player. He's their other best player.
Right.
I think they're fine. I think they're like a high 80s team. Again, that's why it's not one of my favorites, but I'll take the under. I don't like the way they've started the season. Oakland 57.5. I'm taking the under. Again, I can't star it as one of my favorites because, you know, I mean,
it's just tough to
winning 56 games is hard.
Right.
You know, but I think just pure talent. I think the Oakland A's this year are the worst team I've ever seen in my life watching baseball.
Wow.
Definitively. I mean, I'd be curious
what the lowest over-under ever is.
Zach Wheeler this year will make more money than the entire Oakland A's roster.
Wow.
By like $10 million or something like that. I think they're at like $33 million or something as a roster.
Look up the lowest over-under in baseball history.
Yeah, look it up. It's probably lower than that.
So it is this. According to this, yeah. Well, since 1990.
Oakland A's.
Athletics have lowest over on win total since 1990.
And I'm still going under.
56.5 games, yeah.
So the Oakland A's, here we go. Their budget for the year, the Oakland A's are spending, 53 total when you add in the injured list money. So their active payroll is $34 million.
Wow.
Zach Wheeler's making 42 next year. I guess it's next year.
Less than Dax making.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go under on that. But again, I'm going under on the lowest over-under ever, so I can't be
Here's a good one for you. That's how much Tobias makes this year.
Look at you. God, that is unbelievable. All right. We're up to the Phillies. I mentioned it before. I think it's a stone cold over on 89.5. I can't believe it's only 89.5. It's actually, honestly, the only trepidation I have is that the number's lower than it should be.
Yeah, I think the number's telling you something.
That's what you worry about. But look, they've been wrong about numbers. I mean, again, I think the Orioles' number's way off. I think the Phillies are a 95, 96 win ball club this
year. So my concern, with baseball, one player doesn't impact that much. But I am a little worried about Bryce's back.
I am. So I'm worried about Bryce's back long term. I'm worried about Bryce's back in 3, 4, 5 years. I'm not that worried this year. Like, he's back. He seems like he's fine. I think it's just one of those things you have to manage. But I'm not too worried for this season, but I agree it is a concern.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. But I feel great about the Phillies over. I think people will bet that anyway for fun. All right. These next two were two.
Yeah,
that
you don't
want
to bet the under. Yeah. Imagine spending all year.
How fun would that be?
Although,
right?
I guess it'd be an emotional hedge, but that's a lame emotional hedge.
I don't do emotional hedges.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't want to bet against it.
I agree.
I want to have fun. I'm either going to win or I'm going to lose.
I agree.
I'll survive.
100%. Yeah.
All right. Let's keep it rolling. These two I don't feel super strongly about. I would like one more than the other, but Pittsburgh 76.5. I'll take the over slightly. They won exactly 76 last year. I think they're trying to finally push forward and win some games. They paid Mitch Keller. You know, they're trying to keep some guys. They got some young talent. O'Neill Cruz is like real good. I don't feel great about this one. I wouldn't bet on it, but I'll take the over just to pick it. Same thing with San Francisco, 83.5. I'll take the over. I feel better about this one than about the Pirates last year, 79. So they were a little bit under that, but obviously the year before, 107. You know, so it's pretty high.
The Pirates,
the thing I like about the Giants,
best ballpark in baseball.
Giants are one of the few teams that actually made moves to get better this offseason. Yeah. They signed Blake Snell. They signed the Japanese outfielder, who's really good. And I mean, they have the top two guys in Cy Young last year on their rotation. I mean,
pretty
Logan
good.
Webb was number two. So I think they'll be an 85, 86 win team. All right, now we have three of my favorites in a row, and then we'll finish out with the last three.
And these are in the top five.
These are all in my top five. Oh, okay. No, excuse me. Two of them are in my top five. Okay. The other one was the Phillies. So my top five
would be...
It's
so funny to picture people at home like trying to track. Like, okay, this one's two.
I know. I'll round it up at the end.
Okay.
But this next one is absolutely my top five. I love, love, love this team. I think they... them and the Orioles are my two favorite American League winners. I think the Seattle Mariners are going to be awesome.
Wow.
This year. Their number is 87.5. It's pretty close to where they were at last year. Last year, their number was 88, so they were just over it last year, and I think they're better. I mean, they are the only team in baseball who's top three. I would take over the Phillies. I mean, their top three in the rotation is unbelievable. I mean, George Kirby and Logan Gilbert are probably two of the five breakout young pitchers in baseball you would take. They are phenomenal, and they got a lot of time. I think Julio Rodriguez, one of the chic MVP candidates for this year. They're just a really talented team.
Good MVP bet.
It is a good MVP bet. I think the odds are like pretty high. So that's a good MVP bet. I love the Mariners over. I love them. I think they're a 90-plus win club this year. I feel really good about that one. So this one, I actually would say it's one of my 10. I initially put it as a star, and then now I'm thinking about it. But you know what? I'm going to stick with it. I don't understand how the St. Louis over-under is 84.5. I know everything went wrong for them last year, but they only won 71 games last year. And I don't think they got much better. Like, they still have Goldschmidt, they still have Aaron. These guys are old. They're on the older end.
I feel like they almost traded those guys. I mean,
they got Jordan Montgomery. They got rid of him. Like, obviously, he went to Texas and won a World Series and then, you know, signed somewhere else. And I don't think they got any better. I don't know why they're going to win 14 more games than they did last year. So I feel good about that one. This next one is my second favorite on the entire board after the Orioles. Ironic, the same division as the Orioles. We do this every year.
Every year we do it on the pod.
Don't we? Every year I say to you, why is the Tampa Bay Rays number so much lower than what they win every freaking year? This year, and I know, they lost guys. Guess what they do every year?
They win.
They lose guys.
They win.
84.5 is their number. They won 99 games last year. they have
it's
not,
like that Paul Rudd thing where it's like, look at us.
Look at us.
Look at us
this.
Doing
All
it
right, listen to this. Outside of 2020, which, you know, was a
weird year.
No one won their amount of games.
Yeah,
they did not play enough games.
Right.
Outside of 2020, the last time they were under 84.5 wins was in 2017. Like, they're going to be over 84.5. I don't care who's playing
for
them.
Free money.
I don't even need to know a player on their team.
You just know that, right.
So I love that bet. I think it's a stone cold winner. All right, the next three, I don't feel strong about any of these. I feel a little, I'll tell you the one I like the most. Texas, under 88.5 wins. Yeah, they didn't get there last year. I think they might have been right at 88 last year. Oh, they got to 90. All right, so they did get to 90 last year, but we know how hard it is to go to the World Series to win it and turn it back around and get going and stuff. And, you know, they lost some guys. They lost Montgomery, for example. Now, they have added some youth. The guy who was the fourth pick in the draft last year is starting the season with them this year, Wyatt Langford. Like, he's,
I kind of like that, but
yeah,
it's also
legit talent. They got this kid, Evan Carter, who kind of blew up in the playoffs.
Right.
They got some young talent. I like them. I think they're in the 80s. Like, I don't feel great about going over 88.5. Toronto, over 86.5. I like it. Don't love it, but I like it. I think the AL East, it's a tough division. I'm basically taking three overs and two unders there. I just think they're probably a better than 86.5 team. They were over last year at 89. I think they're right in that range, 88, 89, 90. So I like that one. And the last one, this one honestly was this. Remember I said I had two left? It was Colorado and one other. It was Washington. I didn't know where to go with it. 67.5 feels like the right number. I'll take the slight over because they do have a lot of young talent, and I think the Marlins will fall back.
High
and
upside.
Mets won't be that great. But like, maybe 69, 70.
Right.
I don't feel
you
good about that
it.
One. And if they win 57 games, I wouldn't be shocked at all. So that one I don't feel strong about. So that's where I'm at. So to round up, my favorites, Atlanta under, Baltimore over is my single favorite bet of all of these. Cubs over.
Sounds like you like the Tampa one a lot.
That's my second favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cincinnati over, Angels under, Phillies over, Seattle over, St. Louis under, Tampa Bay over is my favorite. So I ended up with 12. That's fine. But if I could only bet two, it would both be the AL East. I bet the over on the Orioles and the Rays. And there
Boom.
It is.
There
MLB
it is.
MLB over-unders pod. We did it, boys.
I just pictured Drew in Westchester.
Everyone out there waiting, Drew, is super excited.
Waiting
Everyone,
all around.
Drew, is really pumped. So, Drew, this one's for you, buddy.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's exciting. We'll have leading off.
Oh, yeah. So, that is really the big thing to say. Saturday.
Yeah.
1 to 3:30. Call in. Like, we need you. You know, all the people we haven't mentioned, Justin and Richmond before, you know, the Chris's in Ocean City, like all the people.
Justin from Tennessee.
All our, yes, our people.
The Toms.
CJ in Texas. Tom and Abby, like, call us. Tom from Vancouver.
Right.
Our pal. I miss you, pal. I miss all you.
Chris in Ocean City.
I said that. Yeah. I miss all of them.
Right.
Like, call us, guys. We miss you. We'll be there 1 to 3:30 on Saturday and then back at it. All right. Any final thoughts?
So my car that got hit in the parking lot is fully fixed and back.
Yay.
Just what a nice gesture. It's so funny. The woman hits my car and I'm like, what a great human.
I know.
But
it really is.
Yeah, it's really is.
It really is.
Now that it's fixed, like, I feel very, I feel good about it.
It's a lesson, everyone.
Yeah. You know? I will pay the kindness forward, but it was
don't
a
be
very,
a dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
I don't really have a final thought.
Yeah. I feel like it's,
you know,
one of those days.
Here's my final thought. I'm going to show Elliot a video that Zoe made yesterday after this, and that's it. I want Elliot to see it, but I'm not. It would be one of these, like, my daughter. that's it. My final thought is it's a hilarious video. How about this? If you come to parks and see us, I'll show you the video.
Show you the video.
How about that?
There we go.
There
I like that. It's like a hidden take. It's like a hidden take.
Come ask for the Zoe video. It's like 10 seconds long,
right.
But it is something.
Nice.
If I put it on Twitter, I think a lot of people would have something to say.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm excited to see what it is. Yeah.
Nothing bad. It's just she's a ridiculous creature.
Right.
All right. So until Saturday, until next week, call us on Saturday. Until then, he's Item James.